They went, not right away the first day, or after 7 days, some they say right after 7 days, some they say at the 30th. However, if he does it earlier, better. The conclusion is it is better to put the monument as soon as possible. Now, I said as soon as possible, not in the first day, 7 days. Or 30 days, don't wait too long. When they do put the monument, there's inscriptions over there, wording, mentioning the name, the date. The question is, could he put the date that they use, the goyim, the date, English date, what we call, the Gentile calendar, or only the Hebrew date? It is important that they should put only the Hebrew date, because many, many great rabbis object to put the date of the goyim. However, if they put it, we cannot condemn them for that, especially in our community. They tell you that they can't understand the date in Hebrew. They want to know about what time. They like to see the date in English in order to be very close to the time of his death, even though it won't be. As I said, the matzeva should be, try to be careful not to put the English date. But unfortunately, we can't do it in our community because they insist they want it. Some people came and asked me not to put. Very good. I was happy to hear it. But I cannot impose it on them. I'm going to stop with this now. And Be'ezrat Hashem, I spoke now about the Aninut, about the time of right after passing away, which is the funeral and all what is involved with the funeral, the Kri'a, what is involved with the Kri'a, the Sa'udat Habra'a. After the Sa'udat Habra'a, we spoke also about a number of things, about eulogy and everything that Be'ezrat Hashem later on will speak about Avilut itself, during the time of the Avilut. After they come, after they have the Sa'udat Habra'a, what's their duties, what are the laws of the first 3 days, what are the laws of the 7 days? What are the laws of the 30 days? And what are the laws of the full year? I will go into details of that with the next tape. Be'ezrat Hashem.